Welcome to episode number 6 of the Old Camera Guy podcast, part of the Listener Takeover series of the Negative Positives Film Photography podcast. I'd like to think this is not a hostile takeover. We're all friends here, right? And to prove it, as always, I'll be featuring the music of Mike Gutterman, which you can find at mikegutterman.bandcamp.com. Mike's got almost as many albums on there as he does podcasts here. He's got some really good stuff on there. I've used several of his tracks for my YouTube videos, and I'll definitely be using more in future videos. All right, this episode is going to have two, maybe three segments, starting with breaking news, which by the time this podcast airs will not be breaking news. So think of this more as relatively current events. I'm going to start with my favorite story, and that is all about Piney Woods Darkroom. Most of y'all know Jamie Maldonado, Jamie M. Photo. He's on Instagram, the Twitter. He's pretty much everywhere, but I first discovered him on YouTube. He was one of the first photographers I found on YouTube, and he does some amazing work with models, with flash. He is master of the backlit portrait. He does over 100 model portrait shoots a year, but that's not enough for Jamie. My man is putting together a public darkroom in East Texas, the Piney Woods Darkroom, and the big news is that he crushed the base goal of his crowdfunding. So he's doing his thing, getting closer and closer to getting Piney Woods up and running. It's never too late to donate to the cause, so you can hit Jamie or Piney Woods Darkroom up on the gram and send a few bucks his way. Alright, item two, unless you've been under a rock, you probably know that the good folks at Lomography have come up with a brand new-ish film, new brand at least, and that is Lomachrome Color 92. It is a color negative film, C41 process, 400 speed, made by somebody. Some people are guessing Orwell, I don't know. Lomography started as a movement in 1992. This film kind of pays homage to that. I got my LCA in 1999, and I think at that time they were calling themselves the Lomographic Society International or something like that. Of course, the original Lomo factory is churning out cameras way before 99 or 92. I have the original Russian LCA, not the later LCA Plus. The two things I've heard about the Color 92 film is it performs better on sunny days, and it's got grain for days. Many of you may remember late last year, Lomography was recruiting beta testers who were born in or around 1992, which I thought was oddly specific, but I guess that makes a little more sense now. If you want to see what this film looks like in action, there are a ton of great videos about it on YouTube. My buddy Lou from Sweet Lou Photography has a video, Molly from Eclectochrome, Jason from Grainy Days, Caleb from Bad Flashes, Taylor from Grain Check, Madison Beach, Yvonne Hansen. I didn't beta test it. I haven't tried it yet, but Lomography, if you're listening, if you ever come out with Lomachrome Color 69, hit me up. Okay, next item up for bid is the big news about the Widelux cameras. So the Widelux was a fancy schmancy panoramic camera that's been out of production for years. It was kind of made famous by actor, photographer, dude, Jeff Bridges. He's taken a Widelux on his movie sets forever, and as a photographer, he's the real deal. He's got a great eye. He's got access to all these cool places and people that most of us can't access. On top of that, he's kind of like Dolly Parton. He's one of those rare people that I think everybody likes. I mean, who doesn't like Jeff Bridges, right? Well, the big news is that Jeff and his wife Susan are teaming up with the folks behind Silver Gang Classics to bring back a panoramic camera based on the Widelux, which sounds pretty cool. I imagine it'll be quite a while before we find out any details about the time frame, cost, stuff like that. But just the fact that they're putting the gears in motion is a welcome development. Having said that, I'm probably not going to get one because I expect it to be pretty pricey, just like I'm not going to go out and buy an X-Pan. If I want to scratch that panoramic itch, I'll reach for my Lomography Sprocket Rocket, which is a real panoramic aspect ratio but super low-fi because of its plastic lens. Or I've got a bunch of fake panoramic cameras that just use a mask to crop your image and fake the whole panoramic look. The Ansco Pix Panorama is an all-plastic fake pano camera that's pretty low-fi. I've got a Stylus Epic with a pano mask option. The one I've been playing with recently is a Minolta Maxim 450SI, which I graciously received as a gift from Angus McNaughton. It also uses a mask to fake the pano look, but it's an autofocus SLR with interchangeable lenses, so it's definitely a step up from the plastic Fantastic Pix Panorama. I've been shooting this Maxim with Sinisto BWXX and really leaning into that cinematic look. Okay, next up in relatively current events is some cool news from Stephen Dowling over at Cosmo Photo. So Stephen is offering 35mm compact camera kits through Cosmo Photo's Camera Bureau. So what's in the 35mm compact camera kit? Well, you get a compact 35mm film camera. You get a fresh set of batteries for the camera. He's going to throw in a fresh roll of Kodak color film. All this for less than 40 pounds. And the best part is, all this comes with a 60-day warranty. So if you're a little worried about taking a chance on a sketchy camera from eBay, you may want to check this out. Steven's a solid dude with a good track record, and he stands by his stuff. This was not sponsored, by the way. I just like what he's doing, and I think these kits would be perfect for somebody who's just starting their film photography journey. That's it for hard-hitting news stories that are not really news anymore. But I do want to talk about one more thing that is at least somewhat relevant to us photographers, and that is threads. I know, it hasn't been out that long, and you might already be sick of hearing about it, but I don't think we can just ignore it, so here goes. So Threads is a new social media platform. The oversimplified way of looking at it is it's kind of like Mark Zuckerberg's version of Twitter. That's not exactly what it is, but that's close enough. Now, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've had photographer friends talking about getting on board with it, asking me if I was going to get on there. Some people have been hyping it up because you can post landscape orientation pictures easier than on Instagram, better resolution, less compression, and some of the stuff sounds pretty good to the photographer in me. As for me, right now, my plan is to not get entangled in Threads, and I've got two main reasons. The biggest reason is I'm not looking for more social media platforms to be involved with. If anything, I'm looking to pare down all the social media stuff. It's just getting too hard to keep up with. I can't imagine adding more stuff to deal with. It's the same reason I didn't jump on Grainery. I don't need any more on my plate. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Flickr, I think. I've been doing this podcast, so enough's enough. As far as creating content and consuming content on all these platforms, I like to do both, and I think you can find interesting photography content on all these, but going forward, I can still see myself spending the most time by far on YouTube. I'll still spend time on Instagram. Everybody dumps on Instagram, and it's easy to see why with all the ads, some of my favorite photographers not showing up in my feed, the push towards Reels, and away from still photography. Although, I like making videos too, but I still like scrolling through Instagram and checking out other people's images. I'm on Facebook mainly just for the photography groups. I've got a Twitter account, but I'm never on there, so I don't think I need a Twitter replacement like Threads if I'm never on Twitter to begin with. I'm on TikTok for now, but I'm thinking about deleting it. There's the whole data mining thing, which I know happens on all these platforms, but honestly, TikTok can be a huge time suck, and now that you can post shorts on YouTube and Reels on Instagram, I just don't have that much use for TikTok anymore. So again, the main reason I'm not currently planning on hopping on Threads is that I've already got all the social media I can handle. The other reason is, at least at the time I'm recording this, if you're curious about Threads and download it, set up an account, decide it's just not for you, if you go to delete your Threads account, it's going to wipe out your Instagram too. I get it. It's business. They want to inflate their numbers, hit the ground running, but this just seems like a power-hungry jerk move, even for Zuckerberg. Okay, angry old man rant over. Let's move on to segment two, which is what we usually start with, and that is what I've been up to, photographically speaking, since the last podcast. This can be summed up as pickups and meetups. So let's start with some of the film photography items I've picked up recently. The best things in life are free, right? Well, I got a bunch of free stuff in the mail recently. My man Dwayne from Iowa DM'd me, said he had a bunch of cameras he wasn't using, wanted to know if I would like them, and I said, sure. So get this, he sent me a box with five cameras, a Nikon Zoom Touch 400 with a 35-70 zoom macro lens, a Nikon One Touch Zoom 70AF with a 38-70 lens, a Nikon One Touch Zoom 90AF with a 38-90 macro lens, a Pentax IQ Zoom 90MC, and an Olympus Stylus 100 wide. He also sent three rolls of film, two rolls of Delta 400 and 120, and a roll of Fuji Superior 400 in 35. And as if that's not enough, a few weeks later, he sent me a roll of Lomography Earl Grey and a sweet Minolta Hi-Matic AF2. The Minolta AF2 is the same camera that Mike Williams sent me a while back. It's a nice, easy shooter. Dwayne did say if I already have one, I could pass this along to someone else. I may run a roll through it, make sure it works, and then give it away. On July 11th, I got another awesome care package from my buddy Pete in Australia. Pete runs the Ace Creates channel on YouTube. He shoots film, he shoots vintage glass on digital bodies. Definitely check out Ace Creates. Anyway, Pete sent me a care package of three rolls of 35mm film and an awesome letter telling me how much he appreciated my YouTube channel. Pete sent me a roll of Kodak Max 400, a roll of 5207 movie film, and a roll of Elite Chrome 100 slide film. So, big thanks to Dwayne and Pete for their generosity and kindness. Alright, now I did pick up some stuff that I actually paid for, too. Everybody knows the famous, or maybe infamous, Time magazine camera they used to give away with a subscription to Time back in the day. I've got a Time camera where the pressure plate's falling off. It's a real hunk of junk. Well, it turns out they released the same camera with Life magazine branding, so of course I had to have it. I got one new in the box off eBay for $550. It's got the same high-quality color optical lens, whatever that means, and is made to the same exacting standards as the Time magazine camera. While cruising eBay, I also picked up a GAF XL120 Super 8 camera for $20. I've finally been brainwashed by the FPP and broke down and got a Super 8 camera to see what all the fuss is about. Full disclosure, I've actually picked up two Super 8 cameras. I put a bunch of them in my eBay watch list, and the seller of a Bell & Howell Travelmate T20 XL Zoom reached out to me with an offer. I counter-offered, and now, somehow, I have two Super 8 cameras. I'm running a roll of 50Ds through the GAF XL120 now. Both of these cameras are very basic, fixed focus, which is perfect for a Super 8 newbie like me. The Bell & Howell does have a zoom and comes highly recommended by the Super 8 guru himself, Mike Rosso. Another kind of obscure thing I picked up is a developing reel for 110 film. I found some 3D print models or schematics or whatever you call them online for this. I don't have a 3D printer, but my local library does, so I had them print this up for me. It was $9. I can live with that. I've got a 110 cartridge of Lomachrome Metropolis I'm going to try it out with. The last round of stuff I picked up was an order from Freestyle out in sunny California. I got an ECN2 developing kit from Flick Film. I mentioned earlier I got a roll of motion picture film from Pete in Australia. Well, a while back I got a couple rolls of Vision film from Mark Fry, and I got two rolls of Atlanta Film Co. film from Bill Manning. So with five rolls of motion picture film with the Remjet backing, I figured it was finally worth my while to pick up an ECN2 kit and give it a go. I also picked up some Lomachrome Turquoise and Lomachrome Metropolis film in 35. The main reason I got these Loma films leads me into the meetups part of this pickups and meetups segment. My wife and I are going to take a little vacation time and hit the big film photography meetup in New York City in September, and I think these Loma films would be perfect for New York. This is the big NYC film photo gathering in Prospect Park on September 23rd. It's hosted by Lomography, NYC Film Lab, Brooklyn Film Camera, and Beers and Cameras, and I can't wait. This is on the heels of another awesome meetup I attended on Sunday, July 9th. The Film Cipher over on Instagram hosted another photo walk. This was in the Franklinton Arts District near downtown Columbus, Ohio. We had four models in the group, and we got to shoot all kinds of urban portraits. It was a blast. I brought my Super 8 camera with me. I shot my July roll of Arista EDU 400, my Minolta Maxim HDSI Plus for the Frugal Film Project. And I also brought my Canon Rebel T2 with my 85mm f1.8 lens to shoot portraits on a roll of Fuji Superior 400 and that Koji 125 roll from Bill Manning in Atlanta Film Co. The next photo walk for the Film Cipher group is going to be in August in Yellow Springs, which is between Columbus and Dayton, Ohio. That one's going to be sponsored by Lomography, and we're all planning on shooting Lomachrome Purple. Lomography is going to use some of our results for an online article after the meetup. Alright, I've been rambling on here long enough, so the last thing I think I'm going to talk about ties in meetups, pickups, and Yellow Springs again. You see, at the end of June, my buddy Dave, who runs the very cool and popular Noptop channel on YouTube, asked if I wanted to meet up for a casual little photo walk of our own. I said, sure, and we kicked around a couple ideas for places to meet. He suggested, you guessed it, Yellow Springs. I was all for that because I hadn't been there in years, and I figured I could scout out locations for the Lomography photo walk coming up in August. Yellow Springs is known for three things. Number one, Young's Dairy, but we didn't go there. Number two, Dave Chappelle, who has a house there and has done a lot for the community, but we didn't see Dave. And number three, Antioch College. We did check out Antioch and stumbled across some cool abandoned buildings and graffiti. I only brought two cameras with me. I shot a little Super 8 with my GAF XL120, and I shot a roll through that Pentax IQ Zoom 90MC I just got from Dwayne. Now, I may have only brought two cameras, but I left with three. We're wrapping up our walk, getting back to our cars. Dave reaches into his trunk and hands me one of the weirdest cameras I've ever seen, or heard. It was a Yumika 35R5 camera with a built-in AM radio. It was new, old stock, sealed up in the box, complete with headphones. I've seen a lot of cameras in my time, but never one quite like this. If you want to see what I do with this camera, or just like watching old farts shoot and film, you can check out my channel on YouTube, which is The Old Camera Guy. I've got over 250 videos on the channel all about film photography, with many more to come. If you like what you see, you can subscribe for free. I'm going to leave you with another gutter tune, so until next time, do some good, have some fun, stay positive, and shoot some cool film photos.
To this listener takeover edition of the Negative Positives Podcast. If you would like to take over the Negative Positives Podcast and have your very own episode, it's very simple. Just talk about anything from your film photography journey and send that audio file to the email address negpositives@gmail.com. That is negpositives@gmail.com. You can also join our Facebook group, the Negative Positives Film Photo Podcast Facebook group. We have an Instagram account under the account name Negative Positives. If you submit photos to Instagram, think about using the hashtag Negative Positives. And you can support this program on Ko-fi. That is ko-fi.com/negativepositives. Everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. Gutter Man Cave Production!